Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Hall & Associates and features Roger Winsby. Roger is the president and co-founder of Axiom Valuation Solutions in Wakefield, Massachusetts. Roger, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. And we're going to talk about what every business owner needs to know about valuing their business, which is an update on a book that you co-authored back in 2002, correct?
That's right.
And the way I understand it, and it's a great book, is business transition is going through a tidal wave. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Before we get into that, Roger, can you tell our listeners something about your professional background?
Sure. I started out at Data Resources, which was the largest economic forecasting and data analysis firm back in the 70s. And I started in Washington as a consultant helping government clients use economic models and data and applications to solve complex problems. And you know, I was very successful with that, rose up in the organization, and eventually moved to the headquarters outside of Boston and became the group vice president in charge of business consulting. And what we were doing there is mainly working with Fortune 500 companies, building better sales forecasting models and market planning systems. And that really gave me a lot of experience in understanding, business models in different industries and what are the key value drivers. And I also had the great fortune of meeting my co-founder here at Axiom, who's Dr. Stan Feldman. He was a senior executive there in charge of industry and regional forecasting. And we found that we were kind of the exception. We, among the senior executives, we worked well together and had very successful joint projects. So. Mm-hmm. I then sort of took a detour. I went off, had the opportunity to become the COO of a market research firm in Boston, and ended up doing a number of studies of the private business owner market for some large insurance companies. And since I'd mainly worked with large companies before, I was really quite surprised at how strong and how diverse the small business market had become. And we were doing qualitative and quantitative surveys there of owners and key advisors like yourself and CPAs, attorneys. And one of the most striking things we found was that business valuation was a major pain point for the owners. The owners complained about how much it cost. They complained that they didn't get a fixed price up front. There was no fixed time frame. And most importantly, they really felt they never really understood the number. And if the CPA told them it was okay for what they wanted to do, they would live with it. But they really didn't feel like they had gained something. So this was really quite striking to me at the time, that it was one of the key observations that we all took away from this. And so I started thinking about that, and we started looking at how big this market was, and I realized that there really was an amazing opportunity out there to address this valuation pain point and to actually create a business that would leverage the internet, which was just coming up in the 2000 period, was becoming very widespread. Mm-hmm. So I reached back to my old friend Stan, who had also left and was a professor teaching valuation at Bentley University here, and we started talking about how we could offer be a company that focused on valuation only, offered it nationwide, offered fixed price and fixed time frame, and really focused on educating owners about what really does drive value. And we just finally took the plunge, started it up, and back in 2000, we actually started our first valuations in August of 2001. So, when September 11th came along, it kind of shook the economy a little bit. But we wrote the book at that time, and we essentially created a nice little niche and have been growing ever since.
So, out of a chance meeting, and out of identification of a need and confusion in the marketplace about what goes into evaluation and the recognition that there would be this tidal wave, Axiom Valuation was born.
Exactly.
And I've worked with you several times. You do great work. You create a great product to help business owners understand, and part of that is by actually talking them through and having interviews with them about what's going to go into the valuation. So you guys do great work. But
thank you very much.
Let's talk about that business transition tidal wave for a second, Roger. We've been hearing for a number of years that the baby boomers are all, you know, getting older. Of course, they're all over age 50 now, as of this year.
Yep.
And they're thinking about it. Nobody can work forever. But what's your current outlook on the business transition tidal wave?
Well, it's happening, but it was much slower than we thought back then. I think we get credit for at least, naming the phenomenon back then. But, obviously one of the things that happened was, 2001, with both, September 2001, the terrorist attack, but also just the economic, upheaval at that time. I think it forced a number of people to really defer their plans. And then, as they started building out of that and a lot of businesses started growing again, then we had the 2008 recession. So, as you never want to sell your business when things are, have been on the downside for a while. So, it definitely pushed a lot of people back in their planning.
Yes.
A second part of it, I think, was that we underestimated how many businesses would actually find it difficult to sell because they're too reliant upon the owner or the owners, and they haven't really worked through a good transition plan. But there's still a lot of things happening. We see a lot of businesses every day now that are looking at these issues and looking at the clock and saying, I really need to get working on this now. And fortunately, there's a lot of private equity firms out there with money to put into businesses and the ESOP option. And, there's a variety of plans that you're obviously very well aware of to help owners try to make that transition happen.
Yeah, in some ways it's kind of, it worked out okay evolutionary-wise because we're living longer and we need to because of the economic speed bumps we've experienced. Roger, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back I want to talk to you about current thoughts about valuation and different formulas and things like that that are bantied about, and some stories and tips for our listeners. So hang on with us. We'll be right back after this message. Axiom Valuation provides a comprehensive range of expert valuation services for private businesses, illiquid securities, fixed income portfolios, intangible and tangible assets, and other hard-to-value assets. Since 2001, Axiom Valuation has conducted valuation assignments for clients throughout North America, Europe, and Asia. In the increasingly complex world of valuation, we provide answers you can trust and understanding beyond the numbers. For information, contact Roger Winsby at 781-486-0100. That's 781-486-0100.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. We're talking with Roger Winsby, president and co-founder of Axiom Valuation Solutions. Roger, before the break, we talked about this tidal wave of business owners that have kind of been put on hold, and the wave is still out there. It's just had to take a few detours to get to us. Business owners I talk to all the time are interested. They're, how do I value my business? Can you just give me a thumbnail approach or a rule of thumb, like 1x revenue or 5x EBITDA or something like that? Why do you think they should not rely on simple valuation formulas like that?
Well, that's a great question. When you look at the transaction data that's out there in Pratt Stats and BizComps, you find in most industries that there's simply no your continuity of results. There's a fairly wide divergence across the industry, and so using an average or a median of a widely varying range doesn't really make sense. And the second part of it, Bill, is that you're really not understanding what drives value, because valuation is really about a sense of future opportunities offset by the risks. And if you don't really think those through as it relates to each individual company, you won't really understand whether you might be above average on that multiple or below average. But it's going to be quite rare when you're right on the average or the median.
Now, you talk about future opportunities minus risks. Now, as a valuation expert, how important is it for you to talk to the owner about their outlook, about their current operations and where they've been and where they're going and all of that?
It's very important, and it's quite an issue that comes up in terms of understanding the business and being able to document your findings. A big part of that is that valuation is really about future, and as much as people want to say, well, here are my retained earnings and here's what I've done, and that's very important context. But ultimately, if someone wants to buy the business, they're buying the future opportunity and weighing that against the future risks. Okay. So it's very important to get management's sense of where the business is going, and then independently make your own assessment of how realistic that is, and make adjustments if you need to.
Benchmarking that against what's actually happening in that particular industry or looking for problems down the road. Now you say it's about the future. I think a lot of potential sellers out there are saying, well, I can't really go to market now because I've already figured out that if there's no E in the EBITDA, no multiple will work. But for a lot of business owners that are emerging from a very difficult time, is there hope for them as far as evaluation? Let's say they're, the last 3 or 4 years haven't been that great, but they've had a great past before that, and now they're starting to come back. How does that, what can you say about that kind of a situation?
Well, number one, you always want to look to see if there are restatements, because, as I know some of your other guests have made the same point that, unless you've kind of separated out your personal or one-time expenses, you don't really get an accurate sense of what the business is. But there's no question that if you had some strong growth in the past, but you've had some tough years recently, you just need to build a compelling story to a potential buyer. It's going to be a very hard story to a financial buyer, because they're going to look at it and say, well, I really can't bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can find a buyer where there's synergistic benefits that would say that the combination of these companies will allow them to do something more, save some money, expand some markets, that's really where your best opportunities will lay to find some kind of strategic buyer.
So if I hear you right, what you're saying, it's not only important as to the story that you tell, but who you tell it to. When you're researching potential buyers for your business, you need to be thinking about positioning yourself as strategic to somebody based on your niche and your growth and your special unique offerings.
That's right. I mean, we tell people that there really are multiple, definitions of value, and that's one of the key things in evaluation is to decide which one you're working with. But, fair market value is the common standard, and we all know it's described as willing buyer, willing seller. But in reality, it's really a willing buyer standard. There's almost never a willing seller at that price, because their time frame is much longer. They see the business, they've been in the business, they see it as an ongoing income stream, whereas the buyers look to get a return on their investment in a fairly limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got your strategic value out there, as strategic buyers will look at, as I said, synergies. But the challenge with strategic buyers is that, when we do a strategic value analysis for a client, we'll look at what we think the buyer could justify paying, but that doesn't mean they'll pay it. They'll only pay that if they feel they have to, if there's a competitive bid from one of their fierce competitors, then they'll be willing to pay that. But you really have to point that out to the owners, that there really are these different values to look at.
Yeah, and it's eye-opening for a lot of business owners because, again, they're stuck thinking about the multiple of EBITDA or revenues.
Right, right.
Now, you talked about risk factors before. What are some of the key risk factors that reduce the value of a business to potential buyers, Roger?
Well, certainly, number one, it tends to be this question about reliance upon the owners. And if the owners are really behind all the sales or all the key relationships, then that's a very serious risk factor. Another one is whether if they have done a good job of kind of building that next level management team, there's the question of, is that management team on board to be bought by somebody else and let the founders leave? And then, a third big one is the issue of customer reliance or supplier reliance. If there's a case where there's a critical supplier that controls everything, or a few key customers, those are other factors. And the final one we often look at is just how transparent the financials are. And if there are lots of restatements, there's an automatic discounting that goes on for any potential buyer.
Great points. And I've used your services in some cases where people say, I just want to do maybe an insider transfer. And what I've counseled people is that, what you want to do is engage a service like Axiom and have the owner interview and have the key employee that you want to maybe transfer to present on the conference call so they can hear all of the details so that you're not suspecting each other of bad valuation information. And you have a variety of tactics for that, right?
Yeah, I'd say that's one of our real strong points. We do a number of what I call amicable situations for buy-ins and buy-outs. And, just because we use a very fact-based and assumption-driven approach, people can disagree on some of the facts and some of the assumptions, and we can actually run those through and see the differences. But at the end of the process, we have a very good track record of having people, realize that they're not that far apart, and they kind of understand where they got there, and they realize also that, there's a real cost to not agreeing and becoming distracted from the business and, running up additional valuation and legal costs. So, I agree completely. That's really one of the best ways to make it happen is to have people getting their inputs in and seeing, how it really flows through the model.
Well, I think that's really important that people understand that valuation isn't just a price tag. It's really a reflection of everything going into the valuation, and you guys do a great job with that. Roger, how do our listeners get in touch with Axiom and you?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.axiomvaluation.com.
That's AXIOM valuation, right?
That's right, VALUATION.com. Okay. Or they can call us at 781-486-0100 or 800-477-8258.
And are you open to talking with people who are saying, I'm just kind of kicking the tires to find out different types of valuations and maybe I want
Absolutely.
To use you? Okay.
So we offer a free consultation. Most of the time, Bill, you and I have met face-to-face, but most of the people we work with around the country, I've never met face-to-face. So, we realize we need to spend time on the phone and help people understand, who we are and what we do, and just make sure they're comfortable, because they're sending their information to us, their confidential information to us, and we're helping them do something that's very important for their ultimate planning.
Well, you do great work, Roger. Keep it up, and thanks very much for your time today. We've been talking with Roger Winsby, president and co-founder of Axiom Valuation Solutions. And Roger, thanks for joining us.
Bill, thanks so much. Great talking with you.
We'll be right back after this message.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
The
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.